This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Every day at 10 a.m. and p.m. on 89.9 FM, WCNO, Palm City.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
It takes dangerous faith to shape the world that we live in. It takes dangerous faith to move and infiltrate the culture that is so bent on destroying the moral underpinnings of Christianity. We've got to be the people of faith that God's called us to be. Or we're going to lose the culture, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't think you need to go run for office, but I do think you need to start working to change the people's lives that are around you. Do you realize today that the church has been declining, but there are almost 40 million people in this country that say they go to church, that if those 40 million people would just take time and reach one person, that would be 80 million people. We would redefine the culture in this nation overnight. But what's happened is we oftentimes come to church and we just sit on the pew and we get the word and we go home and we turn on the TV and we check out and we don't check back into God until we come back to church again. And if you only go on Sunday morning, then sometimes you skip a Sunday. You're only checking into God every couple of weeks because you said you were going to read your Bible, but you really didn't read it every day. Huh? Matter of fact, I'd encourage you to get the app, Bible verse every day. They'll send you an alert with a verse. You'll have to read it every time you pick up your phone because it'll be going, beep, beep, read me. At least you get one scripture every day. That's good news. Amen. Our text this morning is in Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 22. Immediately, somebody say immediately. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. Somebody shout the other side. While he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on a mountain to pray by himself. Now when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. How many of you, there's some stuff going on in your life that's not always what it appears to be. You believe that? Amen? Amen. Sometimes God's working in a way that we just have to say, "God, I may not understand it. I may not comprehend it, but I've got to learn to trust you in it." Because how many know when you get a dangerous faith and you begin to trust God, then how many know the picture will become clearer for your life? Oftentimes, God's waiting for us to move into a place of faith so that we can grow up and become mature in the things that he has for us, so we won't be little babies and whiners about it. Verse 27 says this, "But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' So he said, 'Come.' And when Peter had come down out of the boat," you can write your name and just take a piece of paper, write in your Bible. If you write in your Bible or take notes on your phone, write your name, where Peter's name is. "He walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and called him and said to him, 'Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?' And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" Come on, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for your word. I thank you for the ability to preach and teach. Father, I just declare right now, God, that my words will be your words, that they are anointed of God. Lord, penetrate our hearts with truth. Transform us, God, for the life that you have for us. And God, I just pray if there be any hindering thing going on with us, any distraction, anything that's plaguing our mind, any pressure or stress from this life, God, that we can set that aside and focus in on your truth today, God, that it will bring us to a place of freedom in our life. I declare freedom over your people in this house in Jesus' name. You believe that? Go ahead, slap somebody if I say, "I'm going to the other side. I'm going to the other side." How many know if you're going somewhere in your destiny, that means you are moving? You got to be moving if you're going somewhere. You can't sit still and be going somewhere at the same time. We're moving forward. How many know the Holy Spirit is always moving on people's lives? He's always developing people. If we're going to walk with God, the first thing that we need to do is realize that we should be going somewhere. God didn't call you to be stagnant. Hello? God didn't call you just to hang out. You can't stay where you are and expect things to change. A person has got to be able to move on and to move on from one glory to the next glory, from one level to the next level. You have to constantly be moving to the other side of whatever it is that's on your journey. You can't camp out in the same place. That's why it's called growth. See, the problem in the church today is we got a lot of people that want to show up, but nobody don't want to grow up. Come on. We come in and we get the word and we feel really good, and then we go back home and live like the devil again because we started feeling good about how we could live. But we never embraced the life of how we could live. How many of you got to get to the other side? Hello, amen?
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. Come upon me.
It's the act of moving to the other side that carries you to the purpose that God has for your life. The purposes of God can't be fulfilled if you ain't on the move. How many know that before God ever put together a moment that later became history, God was already here? He created time, amen? God does not live in time. Time is within God. Get ready for this. This is going to mess some of you up. God does not exist. He is existence. He made it, amen? He exists as the Alpha and the Omega. Before everything was God. He was before all and he is after all. He is eternity and he lives in the eternal now. That's why right now is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. That's why right now is the day of overcoming. Right now is the place of victory. Right now is the place of getting free. Now, somebody shout now. So what happens in Genesis chapter 1, after revealed that he was here, in the second verse he begins to reveal something about his nature, something about his character, something about who he is. And the Word of God says this, it says that the Spirit of God was moving. He was moving. In other words, God was not stuck. God was not still. It says the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. How many of you know this morning, God is always active? Somebody said, well, God changes not. No, he doesn't change who he is, but he's always moving. He's always active. He's always operative. He's not just sitting back going, He's working in our lives to do things, amen? He's behind the scenes of your life to move you into the places of your life on this journey. Do you believe that this morning? So first of all, we need to understand that God is always moving and he's always part of our destiny. He's always wrapped up in him and he is moving us and shaping us into what he has for us. And how many know he wants you to go somewhere with him this morning? Do you believe that? He's taking us from level to level, from glory to glory, from point to point. We need to recognize that God wants to take us somewhere in our life that will cause us to continually be changed and to continually walk in change so that we can become continually more like him. That's what he wants us to do, that we reflect him more and more every day. So eventually when people see you, they go, that must be what Jesus is like. Because let me know, God wants you to be Jesus to this world. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you can't change the world, but Jesus in you can. If God left it up for me to change the world, I'd have done checked out and been on an island somewhere with a Rolls Royce and a speedboat and an airplane and a helicopter and a big old mansion and a bunch of servants. I'd have given up on everybody a long time ago. That's why we need Jesus in us to change the world, because you can't do it. Here's a late bulletin for you. Because you're selfish. Amen. Pastor insulted me. It's true. At the core of who we are, we're basically very selfish people. I got two people trying to help me. Come on now. How many times have we tried to stop what God is doing in our lives by just stopping? By just getting stuck where we are. Just camping out. Just going, this is as far as I can go. I can't go no further. God got me saved. That's it. If it's going to go any further in my life, it's going to have to be through my children. Come on, amen? Well, you know what I've learned? I've learned God's going to move on whether I move on with him or not. He's going to keep on moving. God is always on the move. And for those of us who love order and those of us who love routine, sometimes following the Holy Ghost can become challenging. Sometimes it can get a little bit messed up with different customs and rituals. And when the direction of a ministry changes, a lot of people sometimes get upset and go, well, I can't go to that church no more. They just change it all the time. Change. It's too much change. They change the color of the chairs. Change the service time. They changed Wednesday night. We were doing home groups. Now we're going back to service home for the summer. I mean, God's always moving. He's always changing. Sometimes the Holy Ghost wants to shake up the order of the service. Sometimes he wants to change. Sometimes he wants Justin to sing, I want to be like Jesus for 20 minutes instead of 5. Because somebody didn't check into it till 19 minutes later. Hello? You hear things like, well, I just love those old songs. Some church has been singing the same song for 50 years, and everybody knows the words, but it's lost all of its meaning. Don't mean nothing. It's like going through the motions. It's like getting in your car and driving to work. You get to work, and you go, how did I get here? You drove on autopilot. We got people that worship on autopilot. Why? Because we get so familiar with the routines of life and then things in our life become so mundane. We develop routines, things that we get comfortable with. Well, this is where I like to sit every week. This is my seat. Why are you sitting? I ain't coming back to that church. Somebody done took my chair. Huh? We're going to do four songs, and he's going to preach, and then we're going to eat. Well, God might want to do 10 songs. God might want you to get preached to for 3 hours instead of 45 minutes. Everybody's going to go, oh, God, please, no, not today. Listen, I want to tell you this. There's more. God wants to take you somewhere, and you haven't all arrived yet. We, none of us have. We're constantly arriving in the new places that God's challenging us to be so that we can live in that capacity. That's why we got to have dangerous faith so he can prepare for us to be able to occupy the newest territory of our life, because God wants us to grow up. Come on, amen. Some of us, he wants to teach us to do more and have things move through our life and do more in the kingdom. God is on the move in our lives today. He's on the move in your life today. He's not sitting there dormant while you're taking a break for 3 days trying to check out a life. No, God's moving. We have to be willing to move from where we are to be able to go to where he's calling us. Some of us are so determined not to do nothing. Well, they ought to be thankful I even showed up. No, you ought to be thankful. Listen, I believe God's at work in Truth Church today, and he's moving us into a destiny, individual destinies, and into corporate destinies as a ministry. I believe that God has way more than we've even dreamed possible for this ministry. If we'll begin to get behind what God wants to do here, if we'll support it with our time, if we'll support it with our treasure, if we'll support it with our hearts and say, God, I'm going to give everything I've got to see that vision come to pass. I'm going to help shape the Treasure Coast. I'm going to help change the culture of the Treasure Coast of Florida so that the Treasure Coast of Florida becomes known throughout the United States as a moral, godly place to raise children. Do you believe that this morning? I mean, the Bible says that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. That means sometimes God's going to author things in your life and then finish things in your life and then author something else and then finish something else and do something else new. God is constantly doing new things in our life. Throughout your lifetime, God might have multiple things that he wants to do for your life in different seasons of your life. You cannot be disappointed because God moved you from where you are and where you were at and put you where you are. It's part of the plan. It's part of the deal. Embrace it. Become dangerous in your faith. God knew if he had left you where you were at, where you thought you had it all together, you wouldn't be serving him now because you would have got so comfortable and lazy in what you're doing, you'd have forgot about him. So he put you in a pressure cooker to stir up your faith so he can make you what he wants you to be. Do you believe that? Come on, God, he's done a lot of different things in my life. Touch somebody and say, I'm going to the other side. I'm telling you, man, Truth Church is going somewhere. If Truth Church ain't going somewhere, I'm going somewhere. Amen. I don't want to be a pastor for a church that don't want to do nothing. And I'm not saying y'all are people that don't want to do nothing. I'm saying we got to get together and do this better. Yes. Amen. This isn't just an Elks Club or a Moose Lodge. And I ain't got nothing against the Elks or the Moose. They're good food. But God has given us a mission in our community. Say, Pastor, you ought to just be content to be able to pastor a few and have a church. No. I am wholly uncontented. I want more of the kingdom. I want more salvations. I want more miracles. I want more healings. I want more people. I want bigger buildings. I want more land. I want to see this city change for the glory of God. Do you believe that? I want to see the glory of God cover this earth. I want to see people's lives radically changed to the core of who they are. I want to see people set on fire so they'll never be the same. I want to see marriages healed and put back together. I want to see kids off of drugs and living right. I want to see kids graduating from high school that know how to read. What a novel idea. Praise the Lord. I believe Truth Church is going to the other side. To new levels, to new things, to new levels of worship, to new levels of teaching, new levels of preaching, new places of authority, new places of influence. Glory. Come on, I believe you're going to be like Jeremiah, where the power of God shut up in your bones and you're going to break out to a new level. Amen. Come on, somebody say, I got to break out. I mean, it's going to take dangerous faith to be able to move into new levels of worship, new levels of prayer, new levels of holiness, new levels of righteousness. You believe that? Yeah. Don't miss what I'm going to tell you right now. Faith is not a destination. Faith is not a destination. I don't just get faith so I can have faith. I don't want to just have a faith trophy.
Well, we're faith. He can do all things. I believe, I believe, I believe.
We don't just have faith so we can go around saying we got faith. I don't want a prayer trophy. Come on, amen. I don't want a worship trophy. I want to say God's called me. I don't want to have all those things so I can say that I arrived at a certain level of being somewhere in the church so I can be recognized. So God, give me a break. Come on, amen. Faith is not a destination. Faith is a vehicle. It's a carrier that God uses to take you where he wants you to go. And you can't get there unless you become dangerous in your faith. See, the devil wants to paralyze you. He wants to hold you back and make you mediocre and make you passive so you cannot realize your faith. You cannot realize your dream and all the potential that he's put in you. If you look at Hebrews chapter 11, you'll see the words over and over, by faith Abraham, by faith David, by faith Noah, by faith. The whole chapter is about people by faith. It's not what they did, it's how they did it. It's how they got the job done. It doesn't really matter what God called you to do. It doesn't matter what the next level is for you. He's just saying to us, this is how you're going to get there. You're going to get there by being determined in your faith that no matter what, come hell or high water, no matter what the attack, no matter what the storm, no matter what the trouble, you're going to get through it in faith. Yes. And you're going to press in. See, dangerous faith is dangerous to the enemy. The devil can't stand people that know how to walk in faith. Dangerous faith is dangerous to the culture that we live in. The culture don't know what to do with believers like us. They try to bury us and make us insignificant and put us over into a right-wing category or some religious zealot category, and then they point and laugh. But God's called us to be people that shape this culture.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.